Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
When addiction takes control, getting help can change everything. Parkwood Behavioral Health System offers compassionate, evidence-based addiction treatment for adults right here in Mississippi. Take the first step today. Visit parkwoodbhs.com. Healing starts here. With limited exceptions, physicians are not employees or agents of this facility.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Okay, everybody, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is back on the air. We're in the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Bob Getty, Kelly Santer, Daniel Stewart. We're glad you're with us today. Appreciate you tuning in each and every day. All right, we're going to talk a little Southern Miss baseball. A little later in the show, Mark Carson is a former pitcher for the Golden Eagles. He's been the longtime coach of Northwest Community College, and man, his Rangers are on a tear. They're really doing good in baseball and going to be playing in the basically the junior college super regionals here in Mississippi. We're going to be talking to Coach Carson a little later in the show. Right now, Daniel Stewart joins us as he does every Tuesday, our baseball analyst. Daniel, another blistering performance by the pitching staff this weekend. Man, they seem to have caught fire right here at the right time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, Graydon showed what he can do on Friday night. Had a little bit of slip-ups there, but, gosh, Colby coming in, three innings, just shut him down. Camden Clark on Saturday, had a no-hitter going to, what, sixth inning?
Yeah.
Really shut him down. And then, man, Camden Sundstrom, every time I see him throw, he just keeps getting better and better. So we're in a really good spot from a pitching staff standpoint.
Yeah, analyze those last two that you missed. Let's start with Sundstrom. I think he is a good-looking starter. And all three of these guys, we should point out, are sophomores.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It puts us in a really good spot for next year. And that's – I think we're gonna hang on to these guys. They're all Southern Miss through and through. But Sundstrom's one of those guys, started in the pen early, was really, really successful. You know, first third of the way you look up, and statistically he was the better pitcher. And putting him in that Sunday spot has really been good. I mean, three pitches for strikes, because he's not just overpowering, but he's got a really good slider, really good changeup, and can keep the hitters off balance.
Yeah, and what do you think about the Saturday starter now?
Wow. Aside from just one bad game, 2 weeks ago, he has been absolutely lights out every time he's been on the mound, whether it's a closer role or the starter role. He is really fun to watch.
All right. Now, we just found out that Graydon Harris has been named a finalist for the Boo Ferris Award. That'll be, of course, here. He's the Southern Miss representative. He's a great kid and a really wonderful pitcher. But, Kelly Santer, I pose this question to you.
I know where you're going.
Is he really the best player on the Southern Miss baseball team?
You could certainly argue three or four different guys could get that. We talked about 2 or 3 weeks ago, Daniel, about if there was an MVP right now.
Right.
And I said Camden Clark at the time. And I know people go, well, yeah, but pitchers only pitch, you know, once. So what about an everyday player, you know?
Right.
But I just think when Clark came out of the bullpen and – Coach Ostrander talked about it. That was one of the turning points of the season, is when he came out of the bullpen to do what he did as a starter. But is he the best one? I don't know, but we kind of joke about the Ferris Award anyway, too, Bob, because doesn't it always go to whoever Ole Miss nominates?
That's pretty much the case. I'll throw two more names out there, guys. Kyle Morrison and Joey Urban.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
How are they not in the discussion?
Well, they're the ones that I was thinking, you know, kind of getting away from, well, pitcher only throws once a week, but Morrison has had an unbelievable year. He was a huge pickup from South Alabama.
The best pickup in the offseason.
Absolutely. And Urban and even Gillespie. I mean, those guys
Davis
have been
Gillespie,
consistent from the start of the year all the way to now. You're making that move from this closer role to the Saturday starter. Camden Clark, I think, could be in that conversation as well. And honestly, you can't make that move with Camden Clark unless you have Colby Allen.
I was going to say, what about Colby Allen?
Colby Allen.
Did we forget about him?
Well, no, I said there's four or five different guys that you could make a good argument for all of them.
Absolutely.
And Dima Mixon is reporting as we speak that D1 baseball now has Southern Miss as a 9 national seed. So that puts the Eagles, if that were to happen, that would put the Eagles in the seed for a super regional as well going forward.
Yeah.
So, a lot of things have to happen. But when you look at the other teams in the Sun Belt right now, the Eagles are in so many different ways sitting in the best possible place. All right, they can't do any worse than a 2 seed. They've got statistically the weakest team in town coming in this weekend. By the way, this is a Thursday, Friday, Saturday series. It is not a Friday, Saturday, Sunday series. That needs to be noted for those of you making plans. The rest of the league is not only fighting for their post-Sun Belt tournament lives, but fighting for their seeding lives. Coastal is flailing at this point. That boat is taken on water, and they're going to a place you don't want to be taken on water, and that's down in the bayou of Louisiana because the Cajuns are playing really well.
Yeah, Cajuns are playing really good. Not sure what's gotten into Coastal. They're hitting a funk at the wrong time of the season. Eagles are, I think, picking up at the right time of the season. You know, but going to Louisiana last series when you're having some troubles, it's going to be a hostile environment. Coastal Carolina is, you know, I think they were a lock for hosting at one point in time. I don't think they've got that lock anymore. If they go 1-2 and Southern Miss sweeps, guess who wins regular season? Golden Eagles win the regular season. So,
well, if you also look at these other teams that are playing well, South Alabama's playing well, Texas State is playing well. Yeah. So
App State's playing well.
Do you see any scenario that Coastal would be sitting at home in favor of any of those other teams?
No, not at all. And I think the committees that select look at the body of work. They're not just looking at how, you know, what you've done for me lately. They're looking at how these guys have performed over the course of the season. And, you know, they're not going to just fall out of it. I think they've done enough this year to, if they don't host, they're still a lock for the postseason, I believe.
Yeah, because they're, 32 RPI at this point.
Yeah, they're still strong enough.
And even if you go down to Louisiana and lose, you're not going to drop 32 points.
No, you're not. In today's world where RPI is ever so important, you know, us ending with Georgia Southern, I like to see because, you know, we don't have a make or break situation where we've got to win, playing the weakest team. But it does hurt your RPI whether you go, you know, 3-0 or not. But I don't think it hurts us enough to lose where we are and not be in the position we want to be in here at the end of the year.
Yeah, and you don't want to lose at home against a team like Georgia Southern.
All right, guys, I'm going to give you another projection that just came out. This is on3.com. I guess that's a legitimate site. You guys you're not going to like this. Mm. They have Southern Miss as the number 8 seed in the country.
Okay. Right? Which is what D1 has.
Number 4 team would be Bucknell. Number 3 would be North Carolina State. Are y'all ready for number 2?
Let me guess.
2 words?
Yeah.
Hotty toddy?
Tennessee.
Oh, of course.
Oh, come on. Oh, I just threw, now, look, I just threw up in my mouth just a little bit.
Yeah, but if Tennessee gets in at all, they have not had a good year.
Well, I know, but that'd be 3 years in the last 4 that Southern Miss has had to play Tennessee. Yeah.
And you know, I have to get on some of these other teams, too. And I'll use LSU as an example. I don't have any problem with LSU. I really don't, one way or the other. But for the amount of money that some of these schools are spending on bringing baseball players to their campuses, and you can't come up with a better season than you've come up with?
I would say that there's a school in Mississippi you could make that argument about.
Well, for sure.
That's paying a coach $3 million to come in and take him to the glory land. And right now the highest rated RPI team in the state of Mississippi is
Southern Miss. But in fairness to that coach, that schedule was made before he got here. And I think overall he has improved that club.
Well, for $3 million, he should have,
No, I agree, but that just goes to the point I'm making earlier. When you're spending the amount of money that Tennessee and LSU are spending,
you would expect them to be in the World Series every year.
They're not even in the talk of the SEC title, you know?
Well, I think it does, at least in college baseball, I think it points to the fact that maybe money isn't everything. Maybe culture and coaching still has a big role to play, right, Daniel?
I think so. You know, in football, where you can buy big, physical, fast guys, that definitely 100% makes an impact. And in baseball, you can really go out and spend some money on arms, I think. But baseball is still about culture, hard work, small ball. You don't have to be a big, burly guy to be good at baseball. Right.
Kelly, how much do you attribute the success the Eagles are having this year to what Daniel just said, the fact they don't lose their kids? They develop kids, and these kids stay in this program.
And that goes back to history. Mm-hmm. When we look at other sports in Sun Belt, football and basketball, people can say, well, Southern Miss, they can't compete. I hear that argument. Mm-hmm. But why aren't you saying that about baseball?
Right.
So my point is if you can do that in baseball, it can be done in basketball and right. football. Southern right. Miss, when it comes to baseball, should take a back seat to no one. And if that weren't the case, I wouldn't say it.
Yeah.
But the success and the history of this program, mm-hmm. the health, the overall health and trajectory of this program is nothing but full speed ahead.
You know, we've been the benefactor of the portal. I am glad Morrison is here. I am glad Urban yeah. is here. But you've got a core group of guys at that team, the Russos, the Gillespies, you know, J.W. Armistead, all these guys that have been there, Colby Allen. There's something to be said for a baseball team having chemistry and getting to know these guys. Some of these other bigger programs, you got guys coming and going. You don't know who anybody is from one year to the other. Having a core group of guys you can build a program around is something to be proud of and something to say.
And I salute the fan base for embracing these kids and making them feel special
yeah.
like they
yeah.
should.
Mark Carson is a former pitcher, like our man here, Daniel, for the Golden Eagles. He pitched in 1991. For the past 21 years, he has led Northwest Community College, and they're having a heck of a year. We're going to talk to that former Golden Eagle next.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Southern Bancorp studio. That's where we're broadcasting from this afternoon, but we're going to be on the road a lot coming up this week, and we'll be talking a little more about that a little later in the program. This segment is sponsored by Eagle Tire West. That's where you'll find Matt Warren and his staff. That's where you can buy premium Goodyear products or brands of any name that you like. They can get it for you at Eagle Tire West and have many, many brands in stock other than just Goodyear. They're next to Smith Motor Company, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. They're family operated since 1985, Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. Also want to give a shout out to our wonderful friends at Genesis of Hattiesburg. Kevin Mullins is the best. They'll be one of the sponsors of our tournament coverage next week in Montgomery. And as always, we really appreciate those guys. The official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour, Genesis Sedans and SUVs, all at Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Kelly, I'm going to let you introduce this next guest.
Coach Mark Carson is with us. He's the head coach of the Northwest Community College Rangers in Senatobia, 21 years as the head coach, but I think some 28 or 29 years there. Played at Northwest before pitching at Southern Miss for Hill Denson in the 90-91 season. So much Southern Miss blood up there at Northwest that even Billy Selby is his assistant coach. Selby, of course, played at Southern Miss, then went on to be drafted by the Baltimore Orioles, if memory serves. But Coach Carson and his Rangers will head to Ellisville tomorrow for game one of a best-of-three-game super regional, as it were. The winner of that best-of-three-game series will punch their ticket to Enid, Oklahoma, for the Junior College World Series. Coach Carson, good to have you here, man. And you guys go to Decatur and upset the number one seed East Central. Jones goes down to Pop Vegas and upsets the number one team Pearl River Community College. And it all comes down to you and Jones. And it's not like you guys haven't seen each other, especially here lately.
Oh, you're right. I appreciate you guys having me on. I said our last 2.5 weeks of the season. Of course, we had Jones, we had Pearl River, and then we get into that regional, and we have Itawamba and East Central twice. And, man, it's been a gauntlet the last 2.5 weeks. But it's been a lot of fun, and it's been a great run, and just got to try to keep continuing on.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about Southern Miss in just a second. But generally speaking, is it assumed that even though Pearl River lost because they were the number one team for a good bit of the season, that the Wildcats are probably going to get an at-large bid to Enid?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I would bet everything I had that it will. I even think that East Central will get an at-large. I really do. I mean, I think the way the rest of the country is shaping up with some of the teams that have won and some of them that are in these district championships like we are in that two out of three, I feel really good that there's going to be three teams from Region 23 that's going to be in a national championship in the end of Oklahoma. And, of course, you're going to take the winner of our series, and then there's two at-large bids nationwide. And I just, you know, when you look at their record and their body of work and who they beat, and I think it's going to be really hard to keep them both out of there.
Well, Bob and Daniel, when you talk about the strength of college baseball in Mississippi overall, not just Southern Miss, but those other two schools up north, the junior college system is a big reason why it's so strong.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Coach, my junior college days were spent at Meridian Community College, and, you know, 20-plus years ago, Meridian was kind of the juggernaut. It seems to me there's a lot more parity in junior college baseball, and I'm just kind of talking about Mississippi junior college baseball. What's changed to kind of maybe even it out a little bit? Is it people that are getting hired that are making these programs better? Or I know the old Miss Lou conference was around back in the day. I don't think that's there anymore. Yeah. But tell us a little bit about the lay of the land in JUCO baseball in Mississippi now.
Well, I think there's a lot of what you said there regarding, you know, the way the coaches, the way the money has been funneled into programs and facilities, and there's so many factors. But I think you hit the nail on the head there. Now you have so many. I don't know. Back in the day when I played, you had a lot of maybe assistant football coaches that were doing baseball part time during the spring, and now you've got everybody that is baseball people. And man, we've got some tremendous coaches in the junior college league. And you know, I tell people all the time that I feel like it's the best league in the country in terms of junior college. And I probably get a little kickback from that. But what I mean is what you said a minute ago: the parity from 1 to 15. If you look back at the schedule this year and how many people were beat by teams that were considered 11 through 15, it's pretty astonishing. And that just, you know, that's what I mean by it. I mean, the league itself is just so good. And so it says a lot about our state, and there's great high school baseball in the state of Mississippi. So a lot of that feeds into, you know, the junior college system, and that's kind of where it comes from.
Coach, have you ever been to put your finger on why there's so much love for high school and college baseball in a state that traditionally you think of college football, but I think really baseball has just become the first love of the Magnolia State?
Yeah, you know, it's just, I think we have such a rich history. You know, growing up in this state myself and playing baseball since I was 5 years old, you know, I go back to the old days when there really wasn't travel baseball. There wasn't what we call now competitive baseball. It was just you had a little county league, and at the end of the year you had an all-star tournament. And, you know, and it was just, it has just grown and developed, and so many of, I think one of the biggest things is so many of the people that have grown up loving baseball have turned into baseball coaches, and there's just so much that's put into it. And I mean, you look at your high school programs. I won't say the name, but I was at a high school program the other night scouting, and you know, I'm looking around at chairback seats. I'm looking back at looking around at a turf field. I'm looking around at a press box that's two tier almost, and it's like, man, this is amazing that we have facilities like this in the state of Mississippi, and it's not like that everywhere. I go to other states. Particularly in junior college, you know, you don't see junior college facilities in other states like we have. And I just think that's a testament to the presidents and the administrations for what they're trying to accomplish.
So when you're saying that you played for Hill Denson, you didn't have all those nice facilities?
I'm going to tell you something. I'll tell you something funny. When I went on my visit to Southern Miss, and the people that are listening to this from 1990 and in front of that, you remember there was just that black, tall press box right behind home plate. And that was basically it. I'll never forget when I went on my visit down there, that's basically all you had, and some aluminum bleachers around the side of it. And they had a folding table set up doing pitching charts on them in an inter-squad game. And I'm kind of looking around, and I'm like, huh, you know, because Duty Noble had just been built, and Swayze had just been built. And that was his sales pitch. He said, you know, he said, this is what we're fixing to do. And so he laid out, and I looked at it and saw the plans and saw Pete Taylor really fixing to take off. And that's kind of what drew me there, to be honest with you. It's just like, you know, I want to be on the ground floor of this and see where this is. And, you know, I had so much admiration for him, and I love Southern Miss, and so that's kind of what I did. But, you know, it's, and you look at what the Pete has done since then, it's just amazing.
Yeah, I was going to ask you to fast forward to today, Coach. Your yep. alma mater has the number 9 RPI in the country. D1 just came out with their latest projection. They have Southern Miss as the 9th national seed in the regionals. They're about to win 40 games for 10 years in a row. As a yep. guy that was kind of on the ground floor of all this, you must have a lot of pride.
Man, I tell you, every year, well, for several reasons. Number one, those guys, Oz and those guys that are coaching there, you know, they're JUCO guys. I mean, they were over at Jones, yeah. and we butted heads with them for so long there, and just seeing the success he's had, and he and Travis and those guys, and that's number one. Number two is, you're right. I mean, I can remember sitting, I guess it was in the weight room over there by the Rock when we, my first year in 1990, sitting at a just a little makeshift watch program and seeing that we went to the regionals for the first time in school history. And I just remember I'll never forget that. I mean, I remember seeing Southern Miss come up on the TV and, hey, we're going to LSU to play in the first ever regional. And then my senior year, you know, we came right back, and the next year we went to Texas. And so the 2 years I was there were the two first years that a regional was ever thought of. And now you look at it, and it's almost like this is normal. And, yeah, to be on that ground floor and just see what it's become, man, I tell you, I have so much pride about it. And just every time I go to Hattiesburg, you know, I usually go over to the stadium and just walk around and just listen to it and look at it and just remember all the great memories we had there.
Well, clearly it was on your right arm, Coach Carson, that took them to those regions.
Well, I had a shoulder replacement 2.5 years ago, and every time I go back to the doctor and I have to pay that deductible, I send Coach Denson a text and tell him that he owes my deductible for this shoulder replacement.
All right, so last
I think one time he replied and he said, "Don't blame me because you couldn't throw strikes."
That sounds like him, doesn't it?
All right, we're about out of time, yeah, Coach. But last question: would you believe me if I told you Hill has become a very reserved, very shy individual?
I would not believe that. I would not believe it.
Well, you got your hands cut out for you with Jones, Coach, but good luck to you.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a good club. It's going to be a lot of fun. We know each other well, and so it's going to be a lot of fun. And, man, try to get 2 wins down there and head to Enid, Oklahoma.
All right, Coach, congratulations to you. We really are happy for you and wish you nothing but the best of luck.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate what you guys do for Southern Miss down there and for JUCO baseball as well.
All right. Mark Carson, everybody, who's the coach of the Northwest Rangers, right, Kelly?
That was kind of up in your neck of the woods,
I'm familiar with Northwest. Yeah. Senatobia.
That's it.
That's it.
That's a beautiful campus, too. If you've never been up to
– That's a pretty area of Mississippi up in there. Really is. But good for him. He's really done well there.
And as I mentioned, Bill Selby, man, to have him as an assistant coach, that's a lot of Southern Miss.
A lot of Golden Eagle flavor on those Rangers.
A lot of expertise, for sure.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about this D1 projection that just came out, and what do y'all say we talk a little Southern Miss baseball the rest of the hour?
Let's do it.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. DBAT sponsors this segment of our program. They're on Hardy Street. That's where you go for baseball and softball training, of course, for your children. Adult sports training, if you're an athlete, weekend athlete like Kelly, you work out pretty consistently at D1, don't you, Kelly?
Some at D1. I do 8-ounce wrist curls at the house.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's that Budweiser program you're on.
Well, I call it something else, but...
D1, that's state-of-the-art if you are an athlete. And if you're an adult athlete, they got programs for everybody down there. And it really is a very, very nice facility. Hey, Forest Health is on the Eagle Hour team, and we could not be happier about that. They remind you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun, but you're the most important player. So you be sure you get an annual physical. Be sure your health is as good as it can be. And Forest Health will be there to help you with expert medical care closer to home when you need them. foresthealth.org. All right, Eagle Hour on the road, man. We're back on the road. Bank First, Highway 98 in Hattiesburg tomorrow. Buffalo Wild Wings on Thursday. And then Monday of next week, before we leave for Montgomery, we'll be at MCS Home Center. And I learned today they're working on bringing a number of baseball players to MCS Monday for the public to meet. So you probably want to plan on doing that and give them a good, what shall we say, bon voyage to the tournament championships in Montgomery.
Now, people love it when you speak French, Bob, on the show.
Yes, well, I do frequently, as you very well know, especially yeah. in private. That in Italian. I'm multilingual. Did you know that, Daniel?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
The language of love.
All right, D1 has the Golden Eagles as the this just came out, the number 9 national seed. Projected opponents later. Here's what's significant about that, guys. If you're according to the way it's set up this year, as I understand it, if you're the 8th or 9th national seed, then the odds of any state school being sent here are remote.
Yeah.
So
you'd hope.
You would hope. And I contend that all three schools in Mississippi deserve an opportunity to play in the regionals without one having to eliminate another one. Is that far-fetched?
No, it's not. I think each of us respectively, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, and the Golden Eagles have done what they need to do to be in the postseason, and I think be pretty high seeds in the postseason. You know, Ole Miss took 2 or 3 from Texas A&M last weekend.
Right.
State's still doing well. I forgot how they did this past weekend, but they're still – RPI is really high. So who knows how it's all going to kind of hash out. I think that we are pretty much a lock on host, and I don't see us faltering. No. But, you know, maybe Ole Miss host, maybe State host. I definitely don't see them being in Hattiesburg.
But here's what I don't see happening, guys, and you both can pitch in on this. I hope I'm wrong. I don't see a Hattiesburg regional without an SEC team here.
No, I think that's every – I mean, I don't remember a year we haven't had an SEC
right,
team.
Right.
It's between Alabama, LSU, Tennessee, State, Ole Miss. One of those 5 teams is going to be here if we host, it seems like. And what do you think, Bob, you said projected earlier? Tennessee was projected number 2
seed, I think.
Well,
that was one that I just saw, yeah.
Yeah, so – but they are just that. They're projections. There's still a lot of baseball left to play with year-end conference tournaments.
And really, geographically, it would be nearly impossible for an SEC school not to be in a regional.
Yeah.
There's so many of them that qualify, and you could argue some really don't even deserve to be there.
Right.
But it just –
Well,
they're going to be there.
Oh, yeah. No, I see. You could argue that they don't belong there.
Make no mistake either. The committee is looking geographically and say, what fan base is going to travel easier to this location? Because at the end of the day, they're trying to make money. And I think it's good for the fan bases, too. I mean, I wouldn't want to play Oregon State, you know, have them come to Hattiesburg. It does create some local rivalries.
And that's a reason when Dan – see, I like – Daniel having also a banking background, I like the way he thinks because I'm always thinking that way, too. If you're talking about making money, you would be foolish not to put a regional in Starkville and Oxford and Hattiesburg.
Yeah.
Just because you know no matter who comes – they're going to sell a lot of tickets.
Well, the home teams are going to sell a lot of tickets. All three schools are, I think, Mississippi State's number one ranked attendance in the country. Southern Miss, we're always top 15-ish. Ole Miss is a little bit ahead of us. So either of three of these venues is going to pack the house.
Let me read some correspondence that just was sent to me. This was on the internet. It's obviously nothing private. But this was Kendall Rogers, who's the lead writer for D1. Someone asked him on their website, with a strong finish and decent run in the Sun Belt Tournament, is there a chance for Southern Miss to be a top national 8 seed?
So you're quoting here.
I'm quoting Kendall Rogers. There is absolutely a shot for Southern Miss to be a top 8 seed. The Golden Eagles are 9 in the RPI and have a whopping 21 wins against Quad 1 and Quad 2 RPI teams. That is extremely impressive.
Yeah. I think I saw that same thing. And you look back at the season, you say, hey, a couple of games gone a different way, you know, there towards the end where we lost it late or whatnot. I mean, we could quite possibly be leading the country in those quad four.
I don't know that this is accurate, but we probably have more losses against quad three and four teams than we do one and two teams.
The Nichols and Southeasterns and those guys, yeah.
I think that could be right.
You know, obviously the coulda, woulda, shoulda, wish we would have kind of conversations you can have, but yeah, that's baseball. That's how it's. That's just how it is. And I think that's kind of the good thing, too, is that this RPI is based on not just how you did, but who you beat. And, you know, you get some credit for some of those big wins that you get early on.
Is this
on
not
the
most exciting time of the year to be a Southern Miss fan, guys?
Oh, for sure. For sure. And I'll tell you what, we may have said this in a production meeting. I don't know that I've said it on the air. But one of the things that I've really watched Coach Ostrander do this year is continue to toy with that lineup until right here at the very end. So he has an uncanny ability, it seems to me, to keep his eye on the finish line, not on the first or second or third furlong, but down the stretch and at the finish line. Mm-hmm. And the way that he has the move with Camden Clark, the rotating third and DH, the players, everything that he's done, I think is going, okay, I think this is going to make us the best we can possibly do. And it might have taken a little longer this year than others, but he had a lot of more pieces to be able to
credit. I credit Dre Barrett's hamstring. Dre Barrett's
You're glad it went down?
Put Dre Barrett in the DH role. Put Ty Long at third base. And I think, Coach, I'm drawing a blank, hitting coach.
Travis Creel.
Travis Creel last week or 2 weeks ago said Ty Long is one of the better athletes on the team. Mm-hmm. And gosh, has he had a really good last couple weeks playing defensively.
And you can rotate those
kids. And at the plate. And so, Kelly, to your point, kind of tweaking this lineup here at the end, I really kind of like Ty playing third, hitting Dre, being the DH. If Lawson Odom could maybe come back in, maybe you get some additional help there in that DH position with him and Stopman kind of going back and forth. But, yeah, I like that we've got this lineup figured out.
But the reason that I'm bringing this up is because human nature is to once you got your team rolling along – you just kind of – we get a tendency to just
– cruise control.
Just do what we've been doing. Mm-hmm. But Ostrander has never done that this year. He's never been really, truly content with what he's had, it seems to me, until about the last 10 days or so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think now he sees that finish line. He's going, this horse is kicking as hard as it can go. It's working well. And I just applaud him that he didn't kick into the human nature of status quo. Right. We're good.
Well, you could say the same thing for the pitching staff. In that same breath, because look what he's done to the pitching staff as the season's going on, putting guys in different positions and seeing who performs.
All of it.
See, when we were all panicking, when we were all very anxious here a few weeks ago, he had his eyes on the finish line. Great point, Kelly. Here's the story, guys, that I think is the good story of the year and speaks to the Southern Miss baseball culture more than any, and that is Davis Gillespie. Here's a kid that lost his job last year, sat through the entire postseason on the bench, didn't pout up, didn't enter the portal, didn't act, the spoiled little brat that you see so many of them doing now, and look at the season Davis Gillespie has bounced back to have. To me, Davis Gillespie is the feel-good story of the year.
Man, where's that American flag? Don't we have an American flag?
I mean, you almost want to wave it, don't
yes.
you? Yes.
And that's, unfortunately, as you well pointed out, those guys are becoming fewer and fewer.
Oh, yeah.
It's not, are the uniforms black and gold? It's, they're all green. Now it's,
Davis
give me that
Gillespie
green.
He's the exception now. He's not the rule. I mean, normally, what you said, Bob, those guys will be looking for a new opportunity somewhere else. But it does speak to our program. But I think more so speaks to the kind of person that Davis Gillespie is.
And if your baseball's going to end at some time, and if I was a business executive making hires, I'd have Davis Gillespie's name on my Rolodex.
That is no kidding.
Somewhere, because that's a guy that knows how to deal with adversity.
We saw another kid like that, Graham Crawford, a kid who transferred here from Alabama and never really got to see much of the field, but sat right there where you're sitting, Daniel, and told us, I never thought about leaving. I wanted to be the best bullpen catcher I could be. I wanted to do whatever I could do to help my brothers.
Yeah.
That's another kid you'd hire, right, Kelly?
And what about Russo?
And Matthew Russo. Mm-hmm. There's so many of them. Yeah. So, we're going to have to get out a bunch of flags.
Well, I just think that's a great quality, to have.
I completely agree.
Forget the rest of the interview. If I just know where you've come from and what you've done and that you've been able to clear those hurdles,
I think it speaks to the heart of the baseball program. Kids like those that we just talked about.
And Coach Ostrander talked about in one-to-one interviews with them, asking those questions. He's become really good at asking those questions to see what the kids are really like.
All right, one game at a time, right? We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
You know, Jewel Master sponsors the last segment of our show every day, and that's where you go for your gold and silver if you want to turn that into cash. Now, I happened to go by another jewelry store today, and I saw them flashing on their billboard that they pay more for gold and silver. That's not true, Kelly.
You know? No, Marty Vick always has at Jewel Masters.
And he's done it longer than anybody else.
What do you think that Sunbelt Conference Championship trophy be worth if we melt it down when we get it in a couple of weeks? Probably worth
it. We would take it to Jewel Masters, that's for sure. You got a really good deal on your grill, didn't you?
Yeah, my Flavor Flav duplicates. Yeah. All I need now is to get to perform at the Super Bowl halftime, and I'm good to go.
But you speak English. You're not allowed to do that. That's where you take
it. And I don't wear dresses anymore either.
No.
Thank God. I'm glad you broke that habit.
Well,
that was an ugly sight.
Well, what was the store that always sold the X Plus women's...
Be careful now.
No, there was a store that catered to larger women, but I can't remember. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I was going to say I don't shop there anymore. So,
well, I'm glad, because those spaghetti strap dresses were just a little much. They just made me a little queasy at times.
Oh, a few tequila shots, Bob. You'd have been all right.
Hey, if you want to cater a ball game this weekend, where would you go, Kelly?
If I was going to cater a ball game,
I'd
only go to one place.
Dickie's
Barbecue, yeah.
Delicious barbecue, cooked fresh every day. They specialize in catering from 5 people to 500 people.
Hey, the best marketing tool they've got, too, is just roll your window down when you drive by there.
And smell it. You'll whoop it around, won't you?
Yeah, the car turns automatically.
So we sure appreciate all of our great sponsors on the show. And Genesis of Hattiesburg. Mo Bay Beignet, too, would be a great place for some weekend desserts in case you want to do that. And quick reminder that we will be next Monday at one of our great sponsors' establishments, MCS Home Center out in Bellevue. And we hear rumor there's going to be quite a number of baseball players out there. So we'll let you know as we get a little closer to that.
Well, every guy in our team's a baseball player, buddy.
There ain't no question. Daniel, you said something talking to me and Kelly during the off-air, and we were talking about the camaraderie and the love amongst the baseball players in Southern Miss in their program. And you talked about teams that you were on through the years that had that and teams that didn't, and you said it makes a big difference.
It does. You know, summer teams, high school, JUCO, college here at USM, it never failed that the teams that I played on that we were the closest friends, got along the better, those were the more successful teams. I 100% believe that that has something to do with it. Kelly, you were talking about LSU a little while ago, but I think you're probably going to see teams like LSU. You got guys coming in, you got guys coming out. The other players that are on the team that knows, hey, these guys are here just for the money, I just can't see the other players respecting them as much and bringing them into the circle and having that camaraderie that, you know, hey, I'm here because I want to be here. I'm here because I love everybody around me. I love this program. I don't care what the money is. Those are going to be, I think, your stronger teams. And we're going to start having some issues
with some of these other
programs.
I was just going to say, in the infancy of the NIL, this is what we haven't really had enough data yet.
We don't.
To see what – but I think that's a really good point that when they do figure out that they're here just for the paycheck and could care less about the rest of the squad.
And it's somewhat not been a baseball issue until it seems like the last 3 or 4 years. It's been a football, basketball issue, but we're starting to see this leak over into baseball. You hear guys getting paid $500,000, $1 million to go sign with a team, and you know, other players know that.
Am I right about this, guys? Those teams, the LSUs of the world, with all the money to throw around, they may hit on a winner every 2 or 3 years, and they may win the whole thing. But it is the teams like the Southern Misses of the world that will consistently be in the race year in and year out.
Year in, year out. It's probably nowadays in college athletics, in my opinion, whatever kind of streak it is, especially Southern Miss potential 40-win streak, maybe for the 10th year in a row, I think we are.
Yes, 10 years.
Speaks to our program more than anything else. We are one consistent baseball team. We're successful year in, year out. We recruit good players, but good character people as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you want to put your finger on one thing as to why we've been successful, I think that's it. You know, we've got a great program built around good coaches, good coaching, and good players.
What do you do, Kelly, if you're an LSU fan and you've probably invested $10 million in the baseball team this year and you don't make the postseason?
You say, don't come back to me again. I thought I was helping you buy a team, and that isn't what happened.
I'll bet you they purge their roster and go buy all new players.
Well, if it doesn't work, you got to change something. Yeah. By the way, Lane Bryant. What's the name of the store for bigger women?
That's where you bought those spaghetti strips.
I'm not buying them anymore.
Again, I want to thank you personally.
I couldn't come up with that name. It just was bothering me.
Daniel won't come back if you show up at a dress. He's already told me.
I don't know, Daniel. Never mind. I mean, I've been to a couple of Mardi Gras parades with Mr. Stewart over here.
So. Hey, I have. I'm a consummate professional at those events.
Oh, is that what we're telling people?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Of course.
Hey, you can hear this again. I don't know why you'd want to.
I don't know why you'd want to hear it the first time.
But you can. You can hear it on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour.
So again, this weekend series, remember y'all, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, because the Sun Belt Tournament begins next week. So they want to have all the pitchers get some rest.
Daniel, thanks, man. We always have fun with you on the show.
Enjoyed it.
You'll be back with us next Tuesday. Kelly and I will be back tomorrow from Bank First on Highway 98. Please don't apply for a loan.
I'm going to have to dress up, too, tomorrow.
You are. Wear adult clothes.
I will.
No dresses.
I will.
Southern Miss.
To the top. To the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.